the wind chimes tinkle of old Father Tree. He is unique, first or last of his kind, I do not know. There he stands, 20 feet tall and 10 thick, brooding beside the creek, radiating something akin to dread, his roots planted on the geographical center of the plain. Silent, Goblin, and One Eye have all tried to unravel his significance. They have gotten nowhere. The scarce wild human tribesmen of the plain worship him. They say he has been here since the dawn. He does have that timeless feel. The moon rose. While it lay torpid and pregnant on the horizon, I thought I saw something cross it. Taken, or one of the plain creatures? A racket rose around the mouth of the hole. I groaned. I did not need this. Goblin and One Eye. For half a minute, uncharitably, I wished they had not come back. Knock it off. I don't want to hear that crap. Goblin scooted up outside the coral, grinned, dared me to do something. He looked rested, recuperated. One Eye asked, "Feeling cranky, Croaker?" "Damn straight. What are you doing out here?" "Needed some fresh air." He cocked his head, stared at the line of cliffs. "So, worried about Elmo?" "He'll be all right," I said. "I know," One Eye added. "I lied. Darling sent us. She felt something stir at the western edge of the null." "Ah?" "I don't know what it was, Croaker." Suddenly he was defensive, pained. He would have known but for Darling. He stands where I would were I stripped of my medical gear, helpless to do what he has trained at all his life. "What are you going to do?" "Build a fire." "What?" That fire roared. One Eye got so ambitious he dragged in enough deadwood to serve half a legion. The flames beat back the darkness till I could see 50 yards beyond the creek. The last walking trees had departed, probably smelled One Eye coming. He and Goblin dragged in a fallen tree of the ordinary sort. We leave the walkers alone, except to right clumsies that trip on their own roots. Not that that happens often. They do not travel much. They were bickering about who was dogging his share of work. They dropped the tree. "Fade," Goblin said, and in a moment there was no sign of them. Baffled, I surveyed the darkness. I saw nothing, heard nothing. I found myself having trouble remaining awake. I broke up the dead tree for something to do. Then I felt the oddness. I stopped in mid-break. How long had the menhirs been gathering? I counted 14 on the verges of the light. They cast long, deep shadows. "What's up?" I asked, my nerves a bit frayed.
"There are strangers on the plain."
Hell of a tune they played. I settled near the fire, back to it, tossed wood over my shoulder, building the flames. The light spread. I counted another 10 menhirs. After a time, I said, "That's not exactly news."
"One comes."
That was new, and spoken with passion, something I had not witnessed before. Once, twice, I thought I caught a flicker of motion, but I could not be sure. Firelight is tricky. I piled on more wood. Movement for sure. Beyond the creek. Man-shape coming toward me, slowly. Wearily, I settled in pretended boredom. He came nearer.